This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes related to the mishandling of classified documents after he left the White House. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Trump faces 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents, according to the indictment. That also alleges that he described a Pentagon, quote, plan of attack, end quote, and shared a classified map related to a military operation. The indictment accuses Trump of having improperly removed scores of boxes from the White House to take them to Mar-a-Lago in the U.S. state of Florida, many of them containing classified information. The indictment outlined two circumstances in which Trump allegedly showed the documents to others. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
Former President Trump is scheduled to speak within the hour in his first public appearance since the federal indictment was unsealed, addressing the state Republican convention in Georgia as he seeks to rally supporters to his defense. Associated Press national politics reporter Meg Kennard is in Greensboro, North Carolina, where Trump is scheduled to address that state's Republican Party convention later Saturday. And she talked about what kind of reception she expects he'll receive.
This appearance by Trump is one of his first two public events since his indictment on federal charges in the Southern District of Florida. Delegates at the convention here have been thinking about the indictment, but many of them have mentioned that they don't feel that it's going to affect their own personal votes when it comes to the 2024 election.
Trump, who remains the frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination despite his mounting legal woes, is expected to use his two speeches Saturday to rail against the charges and amplify his assertions that he's the victim of what he calls a politically motivated witch hunt by Democratic President Joe Biden's Justice Department. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president has announced that a long-anticipated counteroffensive is underway in Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made the claims at a joint news conference in Kyiv, alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Zelensky's comments were in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment a day earlier that Ukraine's counteroffensive had started and that Ukrainian forces were taking significant losses. Zelensky also told reporters that he was in touch with many commanders on the ground. Everyone is positive, he claimed, adding, pass this on to Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's appearance with President Zelensky was part of the Canadian leader's surprise visit to the Ukrainian capital Saturday. After talks with Zelensky, Trudeau addressed Ukraine's parliament and said Canada would continue supporting Ukraine's war effort as well as their effort to join the NATO alliance as soon as conditions allow. He said Canada looks forward to addressing those issues at the NATO summit in Vilnius in July. Trudeau and Zelensky signed a joint declaration in that regard following their talk Saturday. Ukrainian lawmakers welcomed Trudeau's speech, in which he also quoted Ukrainian poet Taras Shevchenko.
In the great words of the great Ukrainian poet Taras Shevchenko, Ukraine will always be the family of the free, because no bombs, no bullets, and no bullies will ever take away your drive for freedom and your pride in your culture, your language, your history, and your future as Ukrainians. Slava Ukraini!
U.S. classroom closures during the COVID pandemic took a toll on children's learning, including reading problems, profiled at a school in Kansas. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
First word.
Third grade teacher Becca Noel in Columbus, Kansas, says some of her students simply can't read.
With COVID, we weren't allowed to put them into small groups.
Her district came back to in-person learning quickly compared to other schools, but the lost time, student illnesses, and other factors still took a toll.
Should have been, like in first grade, working with small groups and really working on sounds and reading.
So now she's asking those who are more advanced to help their fellow students and turning to phonics as a way to try to catch up.
I'm not really good.
Third grader Parker is one of those struggling, but he says he's getting better.
I just kept on practicing with my mom every night, and then it got easier.
The Columbus, Kansas School District has doubled the number of paraprofessionals working to help students catch up. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.